This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis said Sunday he was pained by the discovery of the remains of 215 children at a former Catholic school for Indigenous students in Canada and called for respect of the rights and culture of Native peoples. He urged Canadian political and Catholic religious leaders to shed light on the finding and to seek reconciliation and healing. He stopped short, however, of the direct apology that many Canadians had demanded from the Catholic Church for its role in the residential schools. Last month's discovery of the remains of the children at a British Columbia school, which closed in 1978, is reopening old wounds and fueling outrage in Canada about the lack of information and accountability. The residential school system forcibly separated about 150,000 children from their homes. Many were subjected to abuse, rape, and malnutrition in what a commission in 2015 called, quote, cultural genocide. Israeli police arrested a Palestinian protest leader in a contested neighborhood of Jerusalem Sunday, a day after forcefully detaining a prominent journalist there. The Al Jazeera reporter was covering the campaign by Jewish settlers to evict dozens of Palestinian families from the area. She was released from a hospital Sunday with a broken hand that her boss says she sustained Saturday. Al Jazeera's acting director general is accusing Israel of attempting to silence journalists. The tension over evictions helped spark weeks of unrest leading to last month's Israel-Hamas 11-day war. The most imminent Jerusalem evictions are on hold following the intervention by Israel's attorney general, but the settlers' campaign continues. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN humanitarian chief warns famine is imminent in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region and the country's north, and there is a risk that hundreds of thousands of people or more will die. Mark Lowcock says the economy has been destroyed along with businesses, crops, and farms, and there are no banking or telecommunication services. He says we are hearing of starvation-related deaths already. Lowcock urged the international community to step up, including with money. Political tensions between Ethiopia's president and Tigray's leaders, who once dominated Ethiopia's government, exploded into war last November. Afghanistan is battling a brutal new surge in COVID-19 infections while health officials plead for vaccines and express deep frustration at the inequities of global vaccine distribution. The positive rate for COVID tests has jumped from 8% to 60% in some parts of the country. Afghan's capital of Kabul is one of the hardest hit areas. Its only hospital solely dedicated to coronavirus treatment is at 100% capacity. The health ministry, as a result, opened another roughly 350 more beds for COVID patients in three other hospitals in the capital, and those two are already full and turning away patients. Millions of Nigerians are unable to access Twitter after the government enforced an indefinite suspension of the microblogging platform's operation. The Association of Licensed Telecommunication Operators of Nigeria said in a statement Saturday its members have suspended access to Twitter in compliance with a government directive to do so. The Nigerian government said Friday it was indefinitely suspending Twitter in Africa's most populous nation after the company deleted a controversial tweet President Muhammadu Buhari made in a secessionist movement. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is pushing Republicans to support those candidates who share his values in next year's midterm elections as he launches new, more active phase of his post-presidency. The former Republican president on Saturday teased the prospect of another presidential bid of his own in 2024, but vowed first to be an active presence on the campaign trail for his allies in next year's fight for control of Congress. Trump delivered his latest comments in a speech to hundreds of Republican officials and activists gathered for the North Carolina GOP convention. It was the opening appearance in what is expected to be a new phase of rallies and public events. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.